Guess it's time for me to do my sermon now. I love that last scripture. That's the scripture that I live my life by every day. And it's here today that I'm going to talk to you about stress, something we've all gone through and we can all relate to. Now, I'm willing to bet that everyone in this room has been stressed within the last 24 hours, whether that's just the stress of getting to church on time, waking up early, or maybe you missed your alarm, which I do frequently. Stress is everywhere. For my teens, this includes school, trying to pass and graduate,
amen.
Getting into colleges, applying, and doing those long forms that take for hours, like the FAFSA, which is the financial aid, which took me 5 hours and ended up not saving, and I had to do it again, which was not fun. We have waiting on responses for colleges. I know I'm waiting on St. Mary's right now. I applied a week ago, and I'm waiting on their response eagerly. We also have those of us who are in romantic relationships that may not be going the way we planned. We have death of family members, sickness, trying to get a job and juggle jobs and school. And for adults, you have your kids, which is an obvious one. Their stress can bleed onto you, as I'm sure my parents can attest for. I'm not proud to say that I do take out my stress on my parents, and I'm sorry. You have helping them with schoolwork, trying to pay for their education. You have mortgage and taxes and all that fancy stuff that I don't want to think about yet. You have the stress of retirement, knowing when it's the right time to retire. And you also have your work, which some of us may not have jobs we like, but we have to do it in order to survive. I don't know about you guys, but when I'm stressed, I don't run to God, and I probably should. But when I'm stressed, I feel so out of control that I feel I need control on my life, so I take all my problems into my own hands, which doesn't end well. It's hard to put God first when you're thinking that everything is going against you. For example, my junior year of high school, awful. I was taking AP Calculus, and I was failing. Thank you, Chris Lyons, for helping me pass that class. My teacher was not the best, and she always told us we weren't worth it and we weren't going to make the AP test and not to waste our money. Not to mention, I was trapped in an extremely abusive relationship for 9 months, and I didn't know it. My uncle got diagnosed with cancer, and that wasn't fun, seeing him deteriorate slowly. I'm glad to say he's doing better now. I was running from my God. I screamed and cursed at him for not helping me. I thought I was so far from him and there was no going back. But I'm here to tell you that that's not true.
Amen.
You can go back. Summer hit, and I figured if I had made it this far, I might as well keep going. I got an email from the TNT director at RVR, Ben Ogden. He runs the program where kids come in and we work non-paid or paid. It's your choice. I did it for volunteer. You can do a number of things on the campus. For guys, you can do field crew, dish pit. For girls, you can do housekeeping, run the store. It's a big workload. I wasn't sure if I wanted to do it because I wasn't in the right place in my faith at the time, but I went there nonetheless. Every Wednesday night, we would do very serious nights. We would all take off work. We wouldn't have to work at night. They would take us to a very secluded place on the ranch, which I guess we called the island because it was a nice island. We sat down and we talked about the sins of the world, and we talked about stress and how at the beginning everything was perfect and God knew the plan. I realized that I was blaming the wrong person for my life being the way it was. I was yelling at God instead of thanking him for keeping me alive all this time. We talked about stress, and the scripture 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7 through 9 came into my head. It was Satan trying to pull me away from my Lord, and I didn't realize that. It wasn't God's fault I was stressed. I should have been thinking, he's helping me. He's helping me cope. He's helping me stay alive and go through this one day at a time. No matter how far you are from God, there is a way back. We watched a really deep video where one of the counselors, he goes by the nickname Sparrow, but I know him as Aaron, where he ran out of the OTM and ran into the woods as far as he could go. But every time he kept running, God kept calling back to him, saying, "Come back, my son." And at the very end, when he turned around and looked back, he realized he made a mistake. He ran back into the OTM, fell on his knees, and prayed to God for forgiveness. I took this into my own heart because I've run from God so many times. And I'm not here to tell you that stress is easy or it's something that can be overcome easily. It's not. We need God. And to push him away is asking too much of ourselves. Like Hannah said in the children's sermon, we need to put down our burdens and rest and give those burdens to God. On July 21st, 2017, I decided to get rebaptized at RVR. I decided if my God was going to be there to catch me when I fall, I should devote my life to him. I now stand before you as the youth deacon of this church giving you your sermon. If you had told me a year ago I'd be doing this, I would have called you crazy. But I'm here, and I thank the God for that. I want to share a concept with you that helped me get through my summer and helped me get through my entire life. It's called worship. It's the combination of work and worship. Now, when I say work, I don't mean going to a job every day. It can be something as simple as doing your homework or waking up each morning. Everything you do can be done for the Lord. When I cope with stress, I usually sit in a room by myself, color, watch videos, do something to keep my mind off of it. I really should start to go to God. I should start to read my Bible more, and I know I should do that. I promised myself when I got home from RVR that I would do a devotional every day, but then stress got to me and I pushed it aside. Worship is the concept that just living your life is helping the Lord. It's helping spread his message. Working at RVR is a more extreme example of worship. I was making milkshakes 4 hours a day, 4 days a week, getting it in my hair, in my ears, everywhere you can imagine. When I did laundry on the weekends, I opened up my suitcase and just the smell of dairy. It was hard, but it was rewarding. Seeing all the kids' faces and seeing the little kids from up at Fort Roller, like so excited when you put sprinkles on their milkshake. That's a more extreme example. Being a parent is worship. Raising a child, helping them get through life, that's worship. Being a deacon, helping this church, being a pastor, that's worship. Being a student, that's worship. Going back to school, some of you may go back to school as adults, that's worship. Everything you do can be done for the Lord. I use this concept in work and in life to keep my stress down, because I know even if I'm stressing, I can go to God. I can do it for him. The basic concepts can be done with you guys as well. Think of something in your life you do every day. It can be as simple as brushing your teeth. Take that time and do it with your Lord as you brush your teeth or as you get dressed. Just talk to him. Ask him questions. Just open your heart to him. And I'm here to tell you that no matter how stressed you get and how far you run, you can be redeemed. Amen? Now, thank you for listening to me. I'm shaking, I'm a bit nervous, but I'm happy to give you your sermon. And I hope you all can take what I'm saying and, you know, do it in your everyday lives. Thank you.